Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Death of Janis Joplin, Part 1. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
I think, you know, we kind of made a promise to each other.
What?
We did. We made a promise, I think, when we before we did this podcast. We made a pact. You don't remember it, but I think we mentioned it in maybe some earlier episodes that we would take the opportunity to do episodes in places that were at the places that we were discussing.
Yeah.
And right now, we have fulfilled that promise.
We did, and it's fucking amazing.
It's amazing. We are at the former Landmark Hotel in Los Angeles, California.
That's right.
Right now it is the the sign's right outside. It's like the Hollywood
Estates. Highland Gardens.
Highland Gardens, right? Sign. I'm literally looking at the sign.
Yeah. We're in the front room.
We're in the front room. We're looking right at the sign, and this is the room that Janis Joplin died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it is not how I thought it would be. I mean, in some ways, yes, like it's very nondescript, but it's large. It's like an apartment. There's a lot of room. There's a lot of space, the closet space. There's a big bathroom. There's a big kitchen area.
Theoretically, I'm sure if you're in a band or a musician and you were staying here, especially in 1969, 1970, you could stay here for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're in a pretty good, kind of very close to maybe where the Sunset Strip is, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
We're relatively close to that, right? A couple streets up.
We're 5 minutes away from the Rock and Roll Ralphs.
And I think I remember I was in my morbid curiosity, looking up where people died in Los Angeles. And I love Los Angeles. I'm like forever a tourist in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I didn't realize Janis Joplin died on Franklin Avenue.
Yeah.
And I remember we were recording some other episodes, and you know, I brought it up. And I think you immediately says, oh, we're doing this. And you picked a date, and then you called the hotel.
I am a producer by trade. I get it done. No cost. No expense too high.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So we did it. And it wasn't like the most evident address or hotel or like information, but we found it.
We passed it. It's right next to, if you're familiar with Los Angeles at all or you wanted some kind of landmark, it's close to the Magic Castle.
Yeah.
You could see the Magic Castle from here and Hollywood and Highland.
Exactly. Right above Hollywood.
We could walk to Hollywood and Highland. I mean, we could probably always walk to Hollywood and Highland if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
But now we're very close to it. So the fact that we're recording an episode about a person or an occurrence or a place in the place... I don't know. I think that's really cool. And other people and I've talked about Ghost Town, they were like, are you going to do that? And we're like, yeah, we're going to do that. And, you know, it takes, you know, money and a little more producing. And it's just us and it's our money and our time. But we love it. I mean, we love it.
Mm-hmm. We have so many, and just also like to tease what you are about to hear in all of these series. We have testimonials. We had a medium come into the room.
To read the room,
We are hitting it at all angles for you.
Yeah, for you. Everything is... It's always been for you.
Yeah.
No, it's always been for you.
And a little bit for us.
Yeah, a little tiny bit for us. And, you know, it's... Because as soon as we got here, we were kind of like casing out the place, seeing, you know, where we're going to do things. We're going to have a little, we have some music, we had a medium, we've done some interviews, Rebecca's mom
talks about,
you'll hear, I believe we're going to interview somebody at the front desk of the other people that have, you know, he obviously wasn't around then, but a lot of people come here.
Yeah, he's Blonde Tips, he was not around then.
Yeah, but he's, he's had a lot of experience with a lot of different people coming here, mm-hmm. including celebrities that have done podcasts in this very room. So we are not the first.
Shout out to Andy Dick.
Yeah, Andy Dick. Because I mentioned I have his phone number. Not that it's a huge, you know what I mean? But yeah. Is it? It's not a huge thing. I probably should erase it in case I dial it by accident.
Why would you? But people don't do that anymore, right?
No.
Like butt dial?
Oh, I have. I've faced, like, done the face one where really? You, like, just something, for some reason it goes to that. And I'm just like, I did not mean to have an intimate face-to-face with you person that maybe I went on an OkCupid date with or a random person I did, like, improv with. Do I still have your number for some reason?
God, I never do that. But no. I also am boring for the most part. Except tonight.
Except tonight.
When we are the most interesting people that you're listening to right now.
You know, we have a YouTube video on our YouTube channel, which I think is youtube.com/c/ghosttownpodcast, I think.
It rolls off the tongue.
We're going to, it's just, branding is great. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a full blog post with photos and video and obviously the podcast episode at ghosttowntravels.com. We're giving you, like you said, we're hitting all angles. Mm-hmm. We're making the most of this. We went to Barney's Beanery where she had her last meal, which the waitress said maybe her last meal was a screwdriver.
I had her last meal. I was going to get a second last meal.
The pretzel bites?
No.
The screwdriver.
The screwdriver.
Yeah.
So it was good. But yeah, we're going to talk all about this. We have so much cool stuff happening, and you're going to hear all about it all through October. We're so excited.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much, your Halloween is
taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah, you're set. You're set for this Halloween, because doing a podcast like this and not having a Halloween episode, you know, you can argue that all of these have a tinge of can fit on Halloween, but I was like, why don't we go a little bit bigger?
I know. And the pressure's on for us to heighten, like, turn it up a little bit. Because this is what we love, this is what we do. But, like, what are we going to do for the spookiest time of the year?
Yeah. And this. It's going to be this.
We're sitting in it.
You know, we're sitting in here right now. It's, you know, there's a big kind of walk-in closet, which is a shrine to Janis Joplin, to people. And it's, like, encased or whatever. And it's dedicated from the Landmark Hotel. Mm-hmm. Which she stayed, and we're going to get into also, give you the backstory of what happened, because a lot of what happened before she died, the day before, the last 24 hours, last 48 hours, is right in this general area that we're in right now. I was going to start, we were talking about this, because there's so much to cover. I remember, you know, my father had, hopefully still has, a very big record collection. I would, you know, visit him like on every other weekend or whatever it was, you know, being a child of divorce. Mm-hmm. Rebecca.
Mm-mm. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, you know, you got it made in the shade. but I would just stare at the records and, like, listen to the music and stare at the records, which, you know, you don't do as much unless you're, like, a record collector. Read the lyric sheet. And Janis Joplin's Pearl was part of my dad's record collection. And I remember looking at it and being like, she doesn't look like Madonna. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I remember listening to it and I was like, oh, her voice was, like, so strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, her look matched her voice, but I mean, probably a true original. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be, you know, corny. I'm not going to say, like, everyone's like, I was so inspired by blank. I was not, but love the songs. Love that part. You know what I mean? Because the Doors are part of that, like, Southern California.
Yeah, definitely.
Scene. And, you know, also tragedy. So when I heard that Janis Joplin died on, you know, relatively close to where we lived, and we had access to it,
you said yes.
We said yes.
Say yes.
With just say, you know what I mean? When given the chance, say yes.
Say yes. Yeah. And my parents met out here, but my dad is from here, so I think that, like,
was he born here?
Yeah,
he's.
Yeah, he was born in the Valley.
Valley guy, huh?
Van Nuys, California.
He's
He's cruising.
Yeah.
My family's still out here. I have my grandfather and great-grandparents are buried in Hollywood Forever Cemetery, so maybe we'll do an episode there. Spooky. Who cares? I don't know.
Yeah.
Figure it out. But yeah, I think I always heard his celebrity stories, and my mom was a big fan. We're going to have her. She just told us the story about her meeting Janis Joplin.
Well, your dad kind of was just like...
My dad called bullshit on it, so, like, who knows?
But it's not that, you know, you'll hear it, because this is going
to
be...
I guess you could cut it in here if you wanted to.
This will be a multi-parter, just to let you know, if you think, like, oh, this is it. No,
there's going to be a bunch of parts of this shit.
There's going to be a bunch of parts. We don't know how many because we don't know how
the evening will unfold. We don't know how you're here with us. You're here. It's kind of exciting.
So we're kind of doing the podcast almost in real time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's weird. Now, granted, at Barney's Beanery, I mean, I ate pretzel bites and nachos. Mm-hmm. So I feel absolutely awful.
I do, too.
So we both feel awful. I actually took a quick shower, mm-hmm. Which when you hear before I got in the shower, Becca.
Yeah.
Well, when you hear the part with the medium, mm-hmm. which is going to be a whole section.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
This is just a little kind of tease of when I got nervous getting into the shower. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know what it is, but I think I'm a little bit creeped out because I feel like we're not trespassing. I don't know what it is. Hmm. We're not
supposed to be here.
Like, I don't know.
We shouldn't be doing this here.
Yeah.
And she said the Southern Comfort was a portal. And this is a teaser. Like a portal into like bad shit. Yeah. And we have two bottles here for the party.
I mean, we have one sitting. You know, it's funny because I accused you of putting it at the center of the table. And you're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, it was me. I put it. I don't remember doing that. I'm telling you, I do not remember putting that bottle at the center of the table.
Something is afoot already, everybody.
Yeah. And it's so it's, you know, you could walk in here and you could see that it's been a remodeled hotel, but it's not like, no, it's not that remodeled.
Also, I made note of this. So the front of the lobby and stuff looks very like, you know, like white marble, blah, blah, blah. Like, it looks very remodeled, but once you make a turn to the rooms, it's like shit carpet, shit walls, like awful. No one has vacuumed the carpet in since Janis Joplin died here.
We love the hotel, by the way. It's a great hotel. Stay here. Stay in this room.
And also people are like, yeah, it's cool. They've actually been incredibly cool.
They're so cool here. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, also, it's Hollywood, so I think they can afford to be like, take it or leave it. You're, mm-hmm. like, in a prime. This is a prime real estate, pretty much. So the carpets could look a little bit shabby.
Yeah, is this prime real estate? Oh, my God.
Location-wise, yeah. Sure, if you want to go to Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah, I guess so. God, I hate Hollywood. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I mean, I love the history. I mean, oh, God, stop, cut. Yeah,
we love it for, you know, the reasons we should love it, but there's obviously things that we don't.
I mean, we both did our time in Hollywood. Yeah. We've spent a lot of time here. We've had a lot of memories.
Performed a lot of comedy. Yeah, bad and bad.
So we can have, we get this. Yeah. We earned this. Kind of a thing.
Yeah, and so I just kind of feel, I don't know, I just don't feel good. I'm totally honest with you right now, I just do not feel very good. Mm-hmm. And part of it is like, yeah, like I feel like, because we were like really busy hustling.
Rockstar.
And
driving. Wait, I'm open the rock star in a rock star. You know, rockstar,
yeah, I don't partake in rock star because
it's a soda.
It's a drug.
Wait, does that mean that I shouldn't drink it if I quit soda too?
If it's got
Can you grab it from the?
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't know. Jason is not drinking soda, and I quit soda a couple weeks ago. He's getting it. That's the chair. It's not the ghost. But I got a rock star not putting it in the soda category. Is this boring? Sorry. How boring is this on a scale of 1 to?
Well, no, listen. We're boring. Here. We're you know, we didn't know there was gonna be a kitchen here, which we thought was pretty cool.
Got some on you.
There you go. Get that taurine going. we are going to, we're definitely going to put some of this is going to end up on our Patreon.
For sure.
For sure.
And so, if you want to have us, if you like this episode specifically, please donate because these episodes ain't cheap.
No, it's the opposite of cheap. It's very
spency.
It's very spency. We don't make any monies on this podcast.
We don't.
So patreon.com/ghosttownpod if you'd like to help out. Even $1.
And you know what? We would love to be in a position to not only go to these places and do these for you, but pay people who come and look for spirits for us.
Yeah.
Musicians who do Janis Joplin covers.
Yeah.
We want all of them to get paid, don't you?
Yeah.
Why are you hating? All right.
Yeah. Are you being possessed right now? But I'm like really. Oh, you know, I did shut the air conditioner off, so I'm pretty warm. But I was warm before. And I think, I don't know. I think I may just be getting a little swept up on it, even though I am a skeptic.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about
JJ?
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing a lot of research the way anyone would do a lot of research. I cross-reference a bunch of things, and then I see which pop up. Like, we went to Barney's Beanery. Like, I really couldn't find a solid place of where she sat. Mm-hmm. And all we could find was her kind of her autograph in the ceiling, essentially. Yeah. So we're just assuming we sat in the spot where she sat. We're making that assumption.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why would you crawl over someone to make a to carve your name into the ceiling? You would be sitting there. Like, it doesn't make sense, you know?
So, you know, we talked about the Janis Joplin album Pearl, which was released, I mean, probably, you know, pretty iconic album. It's got Mercedes-Benz on it. It's got me and Bobby McGee. Came out after she died, you know, after she died. In fact, I think it was either Mercedes-Benz or me and Bobby McGee. Like, that was the last thing that she recorded and died pretty much days later after recording that. So the voice, you know, you hear on that album is the last time, relatively last time, within 48 to 72 hours that she spoke to anybody. And there's I'm going to get into it. So I'm going with ultimateclassicrock.com. It's ultimate. It's classic. It's rock.
.com,
right? You know what I mean? It's not .gov.
No, it's not .org.
No.
What are we doing here? Yeah. You shut up. No, we do get our out of here. Education.
Yeah, we are. We don't need no education.
Yeah.
Well, we do. I should have stayed in college.
Can you educate me?
Yeah.
Now?
Well, I'm
right
about
now?
To.
Yeah.
While recording in Los Angeles at Sunset Sound, which is relatively close. You've seen the Sunset Sound sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Doors have recorded there. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. Recorded there, so this is makes sense that she, you know, ate at Barney's, and then was staying here. But while recording in Los Angeles at Sunset Sound, Joplin and her band stayed by at the nearby Landmark Hotel.
Mm-hmm. That's where we are sitting in right now.
A popular haunt of musicians who often called it the landmine.
Mm. David, we'll get to who else maybe stayed here when we talk to the front desk.
Yeah.
Guy.
There's a lot of headshots in the front.
There are.
Yeah.
The who's who.
I zeroed in on Andy Dix.
your pal.
Yeah. David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, depending. Mm. I guess in Long Time Gone suggested the hotel's appeal to musicians was its convenience of being close to the street dealers. And street dealers, I think he means
they're still here.
Drug, yeah, they haven't gone. They're still here. They're good. They're
there's
forever.
There's a weird park across the street.
Yeah, that's there's probably needles on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Who weren't welcomed by the sheriff's deputies and Beverly Hills police further west. So I guess this is where they kind of all.
Yeah, it's like we have to slum it because we are addicts.
Yeah, so they push the pushers.
Mm-hmm.
They push the pusher man.
Yeah, pusher man.
There's things about recording that are boring, even if you're really excited about your record producer. Even if you're really excited about the music and the band, Cook added, who's, I guess, police has a book on Janis. When Janis got bored, she started dabbling again.
Mm-hmm.
Dabbling, said Cook. With heroin,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was,
yeah,
that's, I don't know how
dabbling heroin is not, it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
You're doing it.
Together. Yeah.
You're doing it.
You are using.
You know, like I don't know. No. What have I dabbled in? What have you dabbled in anything? Not drug-wise, just
cream-based
anything.
Cream-based soups?
Yeah, okay. Like, so like, you dabbled.
But it's like, at a certain point, I'm doing cream-based soups.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not dabbling. I'm like frontlining, like, is that the word?
Mainlining?
Mainlining.
You're mainlining, yeah.
Yeah, like clam chowder.
Yeah.
I'm from Wisconsin. That's my wheelhouse.
Or maybe like a bisque?
Yeah, I mean a bisque if you're, you know, JV squad.
Yeah, okay, well.
All right.
I'm into bisques, sorry. she had an addiction. She had a problem. She had cleaned herself up and been clean for 6 months. I know that for a fact. On the night of October 3rd, which
ooh,
is, well, we're in it right now, right? We're in the Octobers, you know what I mean? We are it. Did you know?
Shit.
We're in it. Perfect.
Shit, you go I'll go low.
I did not, I mean, I obviously didn't anticipate that. I would have done that. We would have done this in February if we you know, felt like doing it in February.
Yeah, exactly.
Fire truck.
Be cool.
Be cool, be cool, be cool, fire truck.
Be cool. Oh, God.
Hot podcast. Hot podcast. very hot podcast. You know those people like, oh. Why does somebody's house have to be burning down? It's like causing traffic.
I know.
It is really going on out there. Because you're getting the real LA heat.
You're getting the nitty gritty.
Yeah, the
you're
dirty, dirty.
Real shit.
Yeah, this is real. Because you don't have ambulances or fire trucks where you are.
Yeah, where are you? Where are you listening from?
Yeah.
Oh, well?
They probably have them there, though.
Yeah.
On the night of October 3rd, Joplin left the recording studio at Sunset Sound. After listening to the band's backing track of Buried in the Blues. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Buried in the Blues. Joplin told Rothschild, her producer, she would return the next day to record her vocals.
Mm.
After sharing drinks, that's Rebecca, with a few band members at Barney's Beanery, Joplin returned to the Landmark Hotel where we are right now, occupying the space that she occupied. The following afternoon, Cook received a call from Rothschild when he was concerned when Joplin did not show up for the session. Cook drove to the hotel where calls to Joplin's room went unanswered. Joplin's Porsche, painted in psychedelic colors, was in the parking lot. As I passed through the lobby, I stopped at the desk and get a key to Janice's room from Jack Hagee, the manager, who's not here. Right? No, that guy's not Jack Hagee right now.
No, that guy is not Jack.
What if it was like his long lost? How amazing would that
be?
We're
going to ask. We're going to
find
out.
See, this is all unfolding in real time, everybody. We're getting this when you're getting this. Cook recounts in his memoir, On the Road with Janis Joplin. Janice is lying in an awkward position, her head and shoulder wedged against the bed and the bedside table. In her hand, there are $4 bills and two quarters. On the side table, there are a pack of Marlboros. Those are cigarettes, Rebecca, in case you didn't know. They were. Yeah, that's
cigarettes?
Also a drug, by the way.
Janice, no.
Oh, yes. The story is obvious to an interested observer. She got changed for $5, bought cigarettes. Only 50 cents, though.
Damn, that was a different time.
It's a great deal. And there's a
I'm glad she's not alive now to see the debacle that cigarette commerce is.
$9 a pack, or I don't know how much are a pack of cigarettes?
Probably around that. Yeah. I don't smoke, but in New York, they're like $15.
Oh. Well. And listen, the price of being cool is worth it. Yeah, yeah. But I'm assuming there's the vending machines right out
here. They're right outside this.
I mean, it's got to be, that's where the vending machines, where we could trace the back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She bought cigarettes for 50 cents from the machine down the lobby, came back to the room, sat down, kneeled over before she can light one. She was sitting on the bed and pitched over sideways. There's dried blood in her face where her head struck the corner of the bedside table. There's no reason to think this is a crime scene. That is in my call. I know the rules. Don't disturb anything. Using the sides of my fingers against the edge of the drawer, I open up the top drawer of the bureau. Right there, in the first place I think to look in plain view is a hypodermic needle and a spoon. Her works. I guess it's for, you know. The heroin Janice used that night after she purchased, that she purchased around 4 p.m. in the afternoon from George, her supplier. No last name because we don't want George to get in trouble.
No.
Her supplier for as long as she used the drug, writes Joplin's sister in, her sister Laura in Love Janice, which is a documentary I think that's out now, I believe.
Yeah, Love Janice. Or a really good one, Little Girl Blue. That was.
I think they all, like, you know what I mean?
I reached out to the producer and director of that documentary. They did not get back to me.
What?
Although, yeah.
So, well, who did you also get?
I reached out to the Janis Joplin Foundation, which is, you can go to janisjoplin.com. It's the website. And the foundation is her sister and brother run it.
Yeah. I'm going to assume maybe Laura is the sister you mentioned.
Yeah, it's Laura and Michael. They did get back to me.
And what'd they say? Is that them?
It's a Joplin miracle. They said, "Hi, Rebecca," and this is not from, this is from Alicia Yaffe, their assistant. "Thanks for reaching out. Michael and Laura are not available at this time to participate, but thank you for inquiring. Love, not love, best."
Do you do that? I bet you do that all the time. Like, yeah, the person was like, love.
It was so crazy. Alicia.
Well, thank you for...
Because we were trying to get some testimonials and people didn't get back to us.
It's a little, I mean, listen, somebody who's been, you know, gone for, you know, 50 years is, it's tough. It's not easy, but we tried to do our best.
The music critic from the LA Times was like, "I would love to talk to you, but I don't give a shit about Janis Joplin."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But best of luck to you.
Oh, love.
So, love, David.
So I guess she was careful to use only one supplier, and he was careful about what he sold. Usually he had a chemist check the drug before he sold it. For the batch, the chemist had been out of town. He sold the dope without checking it. The dope Janice had bought that Saturday was 4 to 10 times stronger than normal street heroin. It was 40 to 50% pure. She was back on again for about 2 weeks or so before
her death. Guy that killed Janis Joplin.
Essentially, yeah. A few months before her death, Joplin explained her motivations. "All my life I wanted to be a beatnik," she said in Peace of My Heart, a portrait of Janis Joplin. "Meet all the heavies, get stoned, get laid, have a good time. That's all I ever wanted, except I had a good voice and I can always get a couple of beers off it. And then all of a sudden, someone threw me in this rock and roll band. They threw these musicians at me, man. The sound was coming from behind. The bass was charging me. And then I decided, and that was it. I never wanted to do anything else. The coroner ruled that the singer's death was caused by an accidental drug overdose. Joplin was 27 years old. A private funeral service was attended by family members on October 7th. Joplin was cremated on October 13th. Her ashes were scattered over the Pacific Ocean and along Stinson Beach in Northern California.
Damn.
So we're in, you know, so we're really in it right now. Yeah. We're in the month.
Time wise.
You know, it's Halloween. We're in the room. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to cover as much ground as possible. This is the first time we're doing one in a room. And it's different. It's different than doing it in your apartment.
In my hot apartment. Yeah. In a hot room where someone died.
Yeah. Yeah. And, for a second when we were, doing everything, we were talking to the medium and stuff like that. For a second, I stopped and I was like I'm occupying a space that Janis Joplin did. And I would imagine a very, things came to a boil in whatever, she made a really great album. Buried in the Blues, actually, never had any, she was, the next day she was supposed to do the vocals. Mm-hmm. And I guess there was talk of maybe like the songwriter doing the vocals for it, but he was like, I'm not touching that. So they left it as an instrumental because all the other tracks had her vocals. And it all happened right here. So
crazy.
And yeah, we have more.
We have more.
Next week there'll be more.
Yeah,
we have a medium.
Stories. A medium. Like, if you have any Janis Joplin stories, please.
Yeah, email us
at ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, there's we'll have pictures on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Ghost Town Pod, ghosttowntravels.com. We'll have a full blog post. Mm-hmm. And if you want to, we want to do more of these. This is not sustainable right now, frankly, to be totally honest with you, but we're going to do our best to kind of, make it happen. But go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod and we'll do our best to put as much out there as we can.
Absolutely. Because we love doing this stuff, and we hope that you enjoy this multi-part Halloween extravaganza. Yeah.
We'll see you next week for The Death of Janis Joplin, Part 2. The Electric Boogaloo.